This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has been indicted by a New York City grand jury, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham told Sean Hannity on Fox News the charges were politically motivated.
They're trying to destroy Donald Trump because they fear him at the ballot box.
Former federal prosecutor Anima Romani.
But I do wonder if we're opening up a political Pandora's box.
On the streets of Las Vegas, the AP interviewed visitor Frank Pellegrino.
I'm sick of the whole thing. I'm sick of the Trump investigations. I'm sick of the Biden investigations.
Bradley Lawrence from New York says the country has better things to focus on.
There's a lot of news around this, a lot of buzz when it comes to, like, you know, politics and the new election coming up. But, you know, we have people struggling right now.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Trump previously said he would continue to run as Republican nominee in the 2024 presidential elections despite facing criminal charges. Supporters outside his Florida home appeared confident at his chances.
Everything that's happening, is it going to make his campaign less? Like, do you think that's going
It's going to give him the presidency. Just watch.
Trump remains the front runner for the 2024 GOP contest for now. According to a recent Reuters Ipsos poll, he's got the support of 44% of Republicans. His closest rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, came in with 30% support. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Türk deplored on Friday how grave human rights violations were, quote-unquote, shockingly routine in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and said the number of civilian casualties was far higher than official figures. Addressing the United Nations Human Rights Council, Türk said Ukraine was a nation struggling to survive in the face of Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. Officials say at least 35 bodies have been found inside a well at a Hindu temple in central India after dozens of people fell into the muddy water when the well's cover collapsed. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video of Thursday's collapse at the temple complex in Madhya Pradesh state showed chaos afterward, with people rushing towards the exits. Witnesses say a large crowd of devotees had thronged the temple to perform a fire ritual and celebrate the festival of the deity Rama. Dozens then fell into the water when the structure over the well collapsed and were covered by falling debris. Rescuers used ropes and ladders to pull the bodies from the well after pumping out the water. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In the northwestern U.S. state of Idaho, lawmakers have passed a bill that would criminalize helping minors get abortions without parental consent. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Idaho measure would be the first of its kind in the U.S. It seeks to restrict travel by creating the crime of abortion trafficking. It would bar adults from recruiting, harboring, or transporting a pregnant minor without the consent of the minor's parent or guardian. It also would bar adults from obtaining abortion pills for a minor. People convicted of breaking the law would face 2 to 5 years in prison and could be sued by the minor's parents or guardian. The measure now goes to Republican Governor Brad Little. He'll have 5 days to either sign or veto the bill. Otherwise, it will become law without his signature. I'm Ben Thomas.
A jury has decided American actress Gwyneth Paltrow is not at fault in a ski collision, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Gwyneth Paltrow has won her court battle over a 2016 ski collision at a posh Utah ski resort after a jury decided that she was not at fault for the crash.
Was Terry Sanderson at fault? Yes.
The man who sued Paltrow for more than $300,000 over injuries he sustained when they crashed on a beginner run at Deer Valley Ski Resort. Paltrow, in response, countersued for a symbolic $1 and attorney's fees. The court decided...
Damages. What amount fairly compensates Gwyneth Paltrow for economic damages? $1.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is expected to be discharged on Saturday from the Rome hospital where he's being treated for bronchitis. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said in a written statement on Friday the Pope's recovery has been normal and that he ate pizza for dinner on Thursday. The 86-year-old Francis was hospitalized on Wednesday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.